This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The question from Chris O'Brien on the table on the Paracast with Dr. John Alexander. Tell us about your involvement with Bigelow's efforts.
Well, it started very unexpectedly. I had seen him once. I did not really know who he was. I got a call one Sunday morning living in Santa Fe saying that he was interested in these unusual topics and did I have anything of interest. And I said, it's funny you should call today. It was a Sunday morning because in my kitchen at this moment are guys like Hal Putoff and some others that you probably wouldn't know. And we're here discussing just that. And then over time he decided that he wanted to form NIDS and to look at two specific areas. One was UFOs and the other was continuation of consciousness beyond death. Both of areas that I had, you know, been involved in previously in various aspects. So, and invited me over, agreed to do a halftime basis. He brought Colm Kelleher on to run the organization. As you know, I had a number of folks, most of them PhD level individuals. We put together a world-class science board, and as they say, the rest is history.
What was your particular role in the organization? I know you were advising him on a variety of projects and subjects, but what was your role? This whole idea of continuation of consciousness, you know, what was his motivation for this? As a businessman, I'm having a hard time reconciling this particular interest with anything that could be applicable in a commercial sense.
Yeah, well, when we had first met him, remember, he was one of the sponsors of the conference at MIT with John Mack on abductions. What I didn't know at the time that I met him was kind of a surprise that within 30 days prior to that, he had lost his son. Personal interest has a lot of driving force in those issues. The other is, of course, it's a an issue that faces 100% of us. So everybody has some vested interest in the outcome, certainly.
We have a question on our forum at forum.theparacast.com that is kind of wondering about that. And this comes from one of our number one posters here at forum.theparacast.com. He's received more likes for his post than he's posted, which is always a good sign in my book. And he's wondering, Colonel, what connections, if any, have you discovered between near-death experiences and other paranormal phenomena, such as poltergeist activity, psi phenomenon, or UFOs?
Yeah, I've actually written to this and spoken several times. In my view, one of the big problems we have in all of phenomenology is the tendency to stovepipe, meaning we look at the things you described as if they're individual and have set boundaries. And I think that's detrimental. I mean, let me just give you an example with near-death experience. I think if we could rename it, we probably would. It's like flying saucers. Yeah, you'd probably rename that. Even UFOs, you'd like to rename that. And the problem is that as you get into the observation of the phenomena, you start finding things that press the boundaries. Now, in my view, there is some sort of interconnection between all of these sorts of things, and I think that consciousness is certainly a piece of that. Even though some of them are real and have, you know, effects in the physical reality as we know it, it seems to be beyond. Let me take shamans, for instance, because I've met with shamans all over the world. In the West, we tend to think of physical reality as we know it and, quote, the spirit world as something that's separate and distinct. And yet in other cultures, these are totally connected, and shamans often move seamlessly back and forth between the two. So it's your worldview that's really quite different. And the Western worldview, of course, is driven by material science, which says, you know, if we can just get the God particle, Higgs boson or whatever, that we will, we can cut reality into smaller and smaller pieces and eventually find how everything goes together. This does not account for what we see in non-local phenomena and the various phenomena that you described here.
So, in other words, what you're saying is this reductionist tendency of modern Western science to try to reconcile the stovepiping, as it were, has really been a dead end up to this point. And what you're suggesting is that there has to be more of a open-minded, broad-based approach to these subjects in terms of their potential interconnectedness. We're going to have to go to break soon here, but I'm really intrigued by your comment that many of these phenomena are actually connected on some level. And I'm wondering if this, for instance, could be one of the reasons why the Sherman Ranch effort by NIDS and Bigelow's team up there, with your involvement, I must add, kind of hit a dead wall, because reductionist science requires replication of data and in order to study it in a scientific manner. So with this stumbling block in place, what kind of effort do you see that we need to enact to move forward in this and try to get Western science to get out of that reductionist mode?
Are we breaking, or do you want me to answer that?
Why don't you start on the answer, and then we'll do the break in about a minute and a half or so.
Okay. Well, I actually wrote to this in my last book in what I called Precognitive Sentient Phenomena. The ranch has a number of very amazing incidents that happen, absolutely real. And my point, which goes along the lines that you're outlining, is the phenomena, whatever it was definitely in control. It was definitely sentient. When I said precognitive, it seemed to know how we would respond to various stimuli before they were even given to us. And they were certainly phenomena. So this whole notion of the trickster or something that's been around forever seems to have a lot of validity, that something else is in control, pulling the strings, and almost no matter how you went about, as we did in this case, instrumenting the ranch, something different would show up that would not be recorded in areas that should have been recorded.
Stalking the tricksters.
Yeah.
I couldn't have put it better myself. And I wasn't even there.
Well, he's trying to pretend that he was. I'm joking. But it's really interesting how we have this element that just kind of confounds you, especially in this crazy field where you think you kind of have things settled down and I have a handle on what's going on, and suddenly something out of left field gets in there and it just messes up everything like it's a plot.
You kind of think, with us.
Right. It's like the Men in Black. You know, you talk about Men in Black. Someone there, some element, physical, whatever, it comes in there, and they find ways to turn things upside down and send you off in a new direction, which, of course, may be misdirection, because that direction has nothing to do with anything and nothing to do with the reality of the phenomenon that you're trying to research. Isn't that a convoluted answer and speculation to start more discussion with Dr. John Alexander and Gene and Chris? You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Let me ask you, Dr. Alexander, when we get into tricksterish kind of elements, is that what brought about things like Men in Black?
Well, Quite possibly. Remember, the Men in Black stories, like all of these others, vary considerably from real people who, you know, come in and supposedly interrogate people to others where they talk about, you know, how their clothes don't bend or wrinkle, how they look a little strange, how their vehicles, you know, go out and are either out of dated or just disappear. So there's a wide range. Let me transition this to the UFO phenomena, because that, I think, is kind of classic here. Because one of the questions I ask is, what do you mean when we say UFO? Because we've got little balls of light to huge craft more than a mile across in physical reality, and thousands of variations in between. And so the variations are problematic if you go to the extraterrestrial hypothesis. So which UFOs do you want to study? Balls of light, the big ones, the triangles, et cetera, et cetera. And it gets just every time, like I say, you think you got it knocked, all of a sudden you get a different permutation. And that gets back to who or what is controlling the phenomena.
We used to have these seven-year cycles. We used to have the ley lines. We had a book years ago by a French UFO researcher called Flying Saucers and the Straight Line Mystery. But every time you try to put a handle on it, the patterns changed.
Right. But that's exactly what I think we're discussing.
Let me take that one step further. It's one thing to identify the patterning and consistency within the phenomenon. I have found personally from my investigations that as long as I don't publicize these patterns, they tend to supply me with the data that gets me even more worked up and thinking that I'm on the right track. And as soon as I open my mouth, invariably the pattern will go 180 degrees on me. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what led me in a direction of a tricksterish type energy or mechanism that seem to be at play here. And it's almost like a thermostat, as Jacques Vallée mentioned in several of his books, that there seems to be an equilibrium that has to be established. And once you get off on a particular tangent, you get data that is diametrically opposed to that tangent, and it seems to re-equalize the equation, if you will. And I'm wondering, how did NIDS reconcile this very perplexing and, I must say, frustrating problem?
Well, I don't think we did reconcile it. We got to the point of saying this is reality. And we certainly acknowledge the complexity of the issue. You know, in my book on UFOs, you know, the first line that I wrote is UFOs are real. And I mean things that are sometimes in physical reality. The last paragraph discusses whatever this is, it is more complex than we ever imagined and maybe more complex than we could imagine. So I think we're in all of these phenomena, we're at the front end. And I, you know, people say, well, what is the answer? A, I don't think there is the answer or singularity. And I think that we're at the point where we need to get the best and brightest minds and make it possible for them to, you know, study these issues. And
right.
So without risking
without
your reputation or
exactly
their career.
Yeah, because these are taboo subjects, and until we can get the stigma detached from them, we're not going to be able to get those brightest minds, as you put it, to, in all confidence, be able to devote, you know, their considerable intellects on these questions. And I really think it's important. And that's one thing that I really took away from the interview that you did for the Disclosure Dialogue video, where you said we need to get this stigma off these subjects so that we can apply some of the brightest minds to this conundrum. So how do
I would say the things that we're talking about are at least as complex as AIDS and cancer and that. So if you look at the amount of resources that are applied to those topics and having trouble, you can imagine where we are when we equate that to the study of these various phenomena.
You know, we were talking about interconnectedness. Where do you think the connecting points lie between all these various phenomena? You know, we have obviously the whole subject of human awareness and human consciousness. And we also have something that's very tricksterous out there that seems to second guess very effectively and predetermine our responses on various stimuli that we're trying to study. Where do you find those connecting points, and how would you describe them at this point?
Well, certainly consciousness is a key issue, and that is that you start seeing things that you expect. You mentioned before how phenomena have morphed as you get more and more involved in it, and it seems to change. One example that I like to use also comes from Jacques Vallée's work mentioned in the book, but there was an example in the early 20th century, just after the turn of the century. A guy is, I believe, in the state of Washington and drives around, and he said, here was this heptagonal UFO hovering, and I could see every rivet in it. Now, what was interesting about that is at that time, advanced space technology and rivets would have been very advanced. And yet, within 50 years, we would know no way in hell would you use rivets in some kind of extraterrestrial craft. So the point here was it was advanced of human consciousness at that time, but not beyond where we were going to go in the very near future.
Well, it almost sounds like we're being kind of tricked to go after a particular carrot that seems to couch itself in a way that we're able to cognize and understand, yet it's not so high-tech that it appears, as Arthur C. Clarke would say, like magic. And we do have, obviously, examples of inexplicable phenomenal events that you know, the witness just could not possibly explain. But do you think that we're being kind of gradually led or tricked into going in a particular direction in terms of technology and awareness of consciousness?
Oh, that's hard to say. I mean, we're obviously advancing in some degree. I'm not sure our social applications are keeping up with the technology, but yeah, where is all that? I don't know, quite frankly. That's a ponderance that's beyond my understanding.
Let me throw out a theory for you, which I'll start here, and then you could do whatever you want with it or just send it back. And that is that maybe the UFO phenomenon is here to lead us in different directions. And what do we mean by that? Well, I'll explain more or less in our next segment. With
yeah, lead us off planet, Gene.
Well, that's certainly a part of it. Dr. John Alexander with Gene and Chris, you're in
Paracast.
Listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we're talking about flying saucers being here to make us think, as Ray Palmer said, what, 50, 60 years ago? I don't recall. Long, long time ago. But the point being here is that the presence of UFOs got us thinking in terms of building spacecraft, in terms of building hovercraft. So, of course, we have all these theories here that some of these developments are all part of reverse engineering the crashed spaceships at Roswell. But maybe the presence of the UFOs and what they do gives us clues to the future. And, of course, Chris mentioned one, which is to bring us off planet. We're being told by the phenomenon we've got to get out there, whether to escape a disaster or just part of our evolution. But also, in the meantime, our scientific developments are brought forward by what we observe and what we know about these visitors, who and what they are. Dr. Alexander?
Well, another thing that I did address again in the last book, briefly, is what I call my law of appropriate complexity.
That sounds appropriately complex.
The law of appropriate complexity. And what I mean by that is that every person on the planet is faced with a series of problems and understanding. And there are simple people who are worried about, you know, where's the next meal coming from? And that's the sort of thing they worried about, all the way up to theoretical physicists dealing on, you know, the Maslow hierarchy of needs and whatnot. But what it appears to me is that as you advance and you get more and more understanding at whatever level you're at, just as you're about to get things figured out and understand everything, all of a sudden you find a whole new order of magnitude of complexity that's presented to you. And again, you follow through that stage, and just as you think you got that one nailed, oops, here comes something, you know, even more complex than what you were dealing with before. As I've said to people who study these phenomena, you know, you open the door, and it's like, wow, this is different. And then you start to figure it out, and then here comes even more and wilder changes. And yet when you try to explain some of these things to people who are back, you know, three or four iterations, you just get, well, you must be crazy. That doesn't happen.
Right. Well, that opens up that axiom. The more you know, the more you know you don't know.
Right.
Well, this kind of brings us to an interesting point here, I think, in our history as a potential spacefaring species. And that is the whole idea that's been proposed of late of a breakaway civilization. Richard Dolan, Joseph Farrell, there's been a number of, you know, researchers whose work I admire, who are starting to come to the conclusion that maybe we have latched onto some technological breakthroughs on some exalted level of our civilization, and some individuals and some well-funded efforts have continued and forged ahead in secret, ahead of where the, you know, your average, you know, person would have any sort of awareness. Where do you come down on this whole idea of a breakaway civilization? And is it possible that many of the types of objects and events that are described as UFOs could be possibly secret military technology, for instance? What do you think of this whole idea that maybe a vast majority of these sightings, or a sizable majority, may be us in secret?
Yeah, I put that as a very, very low probability. Let me address the military issue first, and that is, you know, we have been in conflict since, as you pointed out, this is 9/11, 2001. We have spent $4 trillion in that process, and as of last night, about to ramp up again in the Middle East. And if you were doing that, I would anticipate seeing some dramatic leaps in technology, because there's a great impetus to, you know, no boots on the ground and all of that. And yet, what have we seen? Well, we've seen the JAS, the Joint Strike Fighter, which is now the F-35. Is it advanced? Yes. Is that a quantum leap over where we've been? No. So if you look at the technology, and there are technologies that have improved, bionics, for instance, what we've done because of the unfortunate incidents of people losing limbs, made dramatic advances there, but nothing that makes the big leap. Now, in the UFO arena and the whole nonsense that Greer and others put out about, well, we have reverse engineering, we have free energy, and they're hiding it. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. If we had little widgets that were flying around, we had reverse engineered a UFO, for instance, in my view, you know, it's not about that. It would be about a fundamental different source of energy, which would change geopolitics in the world. You know, this is where I have taken on.
Well, it would change the bottom line for the energy companies, that's for sure.
Well, I totally disagree. I don't think it would make any difference whatsoever. And here's where you get into global economics. And this is where, you know, the people who own the current energy companies would own the new technology. The money is concentrated in the hands of so few people that the ultra-rich would be the ones involved. They would just go, okay, we're getting money from a different source. Yeah, you'd have a few people who would probably, you know, make money in the process. But overall, the funding of the world is concentrated, as I say, in the 1%. And you find that the ultra-rich have more in common with each other than they do with any nationality, which might be their happenstance of birth. And they, you know, do coordinate some of these things. So, no, I don't see this as any need to hide the technology, as it would make things a lot easier for them, too.
Well, I would counter by saying, if we're the strongest military power on the planet with conventional technology, why reveal your ace in the hole?
Because for $4 trillion, people say that have, in my view, no understanding of what is going on in the military today. I get a compendium from the State Department twice a day. I also follow a lot of the websites and what's going on. The military is drawing down. Their funds are being cut dramatically. Anything that would give you a significant leg up would have been used by now. I mean, they are literally at wit's end as to what to do and funding of the military and application. Anything that would give you a huge technological advantage would definitely be rolled out. You also have to remember, and we talked before about the development of technology, from the time you get a breakthrough in weapon technology, average time is about 20 years before you field a fielded system. And, you know, 15 years is really moving fast.
Yeah, it's fast tracking it.
Yeah.
And then it's another 20 years for them to reveal it to the U.S. public or to
whomever. Well, now usually you see it. It depends on what technologies we're talking about. But most of them are quite visible.
Okay, so when we come back, let's talk about the possibility that at least some percentage of UFO sightings could be some sort of exotic psychotronic weapons platforms, whatever, that are not quite, they're in the operational stage, but they haven't been divulged yet.
We have Dr. John Alexander joining us. You're here with Gene, with Chris, exploring the unknown and what makes it unknown. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Secret weapons, incredible technologies. Are UFOs perhaps simply things that we develop, not alien or paranormal visitors of one kind or another? Dr. John Alexander is here with Gene and Chris. Dr. Alexander, are a lot of the things we see and call UFOs really our own craft?
Well, in recent years, the UAVs, or what popularly known as drones, have increased dramatically. And remember, when we talk about UFOs, you're just talking about things that you have seen that are flying and you don't understand it. So I would anticipate that sightings would go up dramatically. We've done a lot of work on, you know, signal reduction, commonly known as stealth, those sorts of things. So, yeah, a lot of them are, and that's been true all along. Now, when you get to the really exotic sightings that have been seen, then absolutely not. You know, if we're talking about the things that appear and disappear and make 45G right angle turns and things of that nature, then no, this is way, way beyond any technology that's currently in the inventory.
Okay, so where's the line of demarcation? What can we do? What do you think we can do right now with secret weapons? And also going back to the early days of the UFO field, where there's been some speculation that some of the things that we saw during World War II, like the ghost rockets or the early cases such as Kenneth Arnold, the Roswell crash, they all involve stuff that we had, not stuff that came from some unknown source.
I would not put Roswell in the same category as the other sightings. Well, certainly there have been a series of sightings. It is my view, and this is terribly unpopular, I know, but that Roswell was, in fact, ours, and, you know, exotic for the time, but not super advanced. And I think that the evidence for that is very, very strong. That said, some of the other cases that you mentioned, as I say with UFOs, basically every sensor system we have picks them up. And this is why, in my view, what we need is to, you know, do the step back to try to do analysis. First of all, define what are you talking about? Because I don't think we are at the point of understanding that question yet.
Boy, that's an understatement. Here's an example. I mean, you go through the annals of ufology and you look at all the experts that everybody thinks they know what they're talking about, and book after book, TV show after TV show. But I have yet to see anyone come up with a slam dunk.
Okay, well, let's put it this way. What about the Foo Fighters? We have quite a number of very credible sightings. We have military records from bomber crews and you know, pilots going over Europe, even some fairly credible sightings in the Pacific Theater of these luminous balls that seem to accompany Allied aircraft. They seem to dart in and out. They seem to be coming from the ground up towards the formations of planes. I have not seen any credible explanation that really is able to identify what these objects were, number one, and where they could possibly have been, you know, flown from. But what do you think about the Foo Fighters?
Well, the word, you got a pejorative word in there, and that is flown from. Obviously don't know what they are. They have been a mystery for, you know, 60, 70 years. You know, this is an example of the classic phenomena that you just defy explanation when you try to sort it out. And so one of the issues that I have with both the UFOs, the true believers and the skeptics, is that they tend to take a select subset of observation and explain that, and then extrapolate from there to the whole, saying, well, if we can explain the ball of light, you know, then I can explain all of UFOs. And
right.
You go, no, it just doesn't seem to work that way.
Yeah, I would agree. So is there a possibility that Foo Fighters were some sort of, you know, exotic technology developed by the Axis powers during World War II and just became operational at the end of the war? Or are we looking at some sort of intervention by something other?
Well, again, I would doubt seriously that it was an advanced, certainly German technology. And, you know, people come up all the time with, well, they have these advanced propulsions, you know, understood energy, et cetera, et cetera. And you go, well, the reason you know that that's not true is we're speaking English. Kind of pejorative there, but they lost. And if you had something that was dramatically advanced, would not have been the case. Let me give you an example in Desert Storm. You know, in Desert Storm, we took down the Iraqi air defense system.
Yeah, in a matter of days. I mean, it was like slam.
Oh, hours.
Yeah.
In minutes to hours, it was down, and we could fly almost with impunity. And the point was that our technological advance, they had pretty advanced Soviet equipment, and we were about 10 years ahead. So if a 10-year advance allows you to end the war in hours, that you can imagine that if somebody had this huge advantage in World War II, we would have seen it. And it just doesn't happen.
No. Well, we have a bunch of questions from our listeners that post on the question bank at forum.theparacast.com. One of our most prolific posters is Randall, who calls himself Ufology. He runs USI in Calgary, Alberta. And he has read your book, and he's posted a number of very probing questions here. And one of them is, when you were looking into evidence within the military for the existence of UFOs, how deep were you able to search AFSPC, the United States Air Force Space Command, their records, and specifically records for detection of targets that behaved in such a way as to suggest that they might have been some sort of alien craft? Were you able to make any headway with that?
We had a participant I think I've gone out his name. I met with the commander, discussed it with him. Certainly not on his radar.
Well, maybe it was on his.
No. Like I said, we had a member from there participating.
Okay, well, how about the NRO? This is something that's come up since the publication of your book, your latest book.
The NRO was known well before that.
Right. Well, has anyone, to your knowledge, has anyone been able to crack that particular database? I mean, the NRO is, you know, in their purview, I would suspect, is to monitor the entire airspace and near space around our planet. And you would think that the NRO would have a leg up on any sort of incursions into our airspace if they were in a three-dimensional, you know, sort of conventional way. You know, why has the NRO not come up as a player in monitoring incursions by UFOs into our airspace? And could this be because these objects are just appearing close to the ground as opposed to arriving from elsewhere? Because you never mentioned the NRO in your book.
Not sure. I would have thought, I had not, at the time we had addressed them, I did not, although I had people from there. Remember, the way NRO was set up, they talked about it, and it did become a separate organization, but it was really made up of participants from other organizations. For instance, the head of NRO was an assistant secretary of the Air Force. So there's an interrelationship between all of these organizations.
Let's do more talk about NRO in our next segment with Dr. John Alexander. And Gene and Chris, and your questions, and you're in
the Paracast.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.